It's a rare condition that in this day and age
to read any good news on the newspaper page. Keep going.
It's a rare condition in this day. It's a rare condition.
Next line.
This day and age, when no matter man, Gene Ray.
To read any good news on the newspaper page. Keep going. What's the next one?
Loving condition of a rare design. And
the brain,
my blood is decayed and my gums are knifed.
Everywhere you look. No, that's too soon.
Days go by. Bye. It's a brand new look with these
brand
new
skibbily, skibbily tassies. Bop, skibbily bop, 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 bop.
I think we should, I think we could probably all try to quiz each other on show intros on this episode. And before we do, though, that was just a teaser. That was just to see if we could even do one. I'm not sure we can, but before we get into the rest, let's start the show. Welcome to The Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
I don't believe you.
And you his right, those? Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Hi, how you doing? Hi.
And my name is Jeremy. Thank you so much for tuning in. I was talking about earlier about how the theme song from Full House is one of the biggest songs that gets stuck in my head. For whatever reason, I don't know what it is, but maybe you guys have the same symptoms that I have of themeitis.
I thought it was just Full House.
Yeah.
Theme song.
Because then sometimes
Envy.
I'm like, yeah. But there's also like, you know, Addams Family.
That's generational.
I'm just curious earlier. Why that just pops into your head. Like, what are you thinking about? What are you doing? I know Bob Saget recently died. Is that is that why you're humming
it's
it
not
more?
Part of that. At all. It's something about that part of the song when the lady comes in and I think it's a lady.
Everyone's gonna say something like that, right?
Yeah. No. But it's always in my head and I don't know why. I don't know why that's my number one theme song. I watched the show.
I prefer my theme songs to be lyricless. Instrumental, as some might say.
Well, that's gonna be harder to do on a podcast.
Well, it's very easy. this here, look, I'll give you one right now. Can you guess what this is?
Whatever it is, it sounds happy.
Oh, well, that does it. When you say boot up. How about this one?
Come on, you know, both of you don't know that? That's really sad.
Yeah, we both know. We both know Sanford and Son.
Oh, good. You guys were around.
Well, I mean, Jeremy wrote for the show. He was old enough to write for the show.
How dare you both?
You did props. You were the original garbage can.
Yeah, I was the original.
Back to back would be that, and then.
Those are
the days.
Oh, that's. That's a rare title sequence that's the actual song. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you're actually seeing them created.
Sorry. You're talking
it's
to people
the collaborative
who are
process. Yeah, what?
On a television show with a music video for the theme song at the very beginning.
I get that, but it wasn't you and your younger brother.
No,
piano to the theme song.
No, that's right.
Which would have been as an alt episode. You two is all
that,
in the family.
But Nickelodeon that's right, preferred Polaris.
I got booted.
Hardy refused to say some words that were able to be said in All in the Family back then.
That exists on the season 3 DVD.
He said he wouldn't do it.
Well,
which is something
if you
I
want,
regret. Let's be real. They made me say a dirty word like that on GTA 5, and then people still bring it up. No, it's the N word with an A at the end of it, and I get that every couple times. I can't believe you said that. It's like, well, I got paid to say it, and it wasn't me. It was a character who's a piece of shit.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, there is one theme song that Mike, it's on the top 25 theme songs of all time. Mike, you should know this. This is one of your favorite shows. You talk about it way too much, and you haven't talked about it in a little while.
Why but do it you sits throw it on out top. Like
the A-Team.
Right, he's correct. Talking about the A-Team.
We get it, but it does not count.
That's an instrumental. That's a sweet instrumental.
That is.
But there, it actually, the vocal is at the beginning, and it says, and I quote, ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're ready.
And it was like, this is a team. What a team. It's a heck of a team. Boy, what a team. Heck of a team. This is a team. Check out these guys. They all work together. I think it was the, and then they said, we love the surging advancement of the theme, but we want to change the lyrics. We'd like to bring in our own lyricist.
Right, but before they brought in their own lyricist to do that, they propositioned the rest of the cast, and you know, one of the guys was like, this song's gonna be about me, Mr. T. It's Mr. T. This show's Mr. T.
Right, and George Papard insisted that, of course, it was about him, and did a racial stereotype as well. Then Dwight Schultz howling. Matt Murdock probably did a weird falsetto. And they said, we'll go without lyrics for this one. It's just going to be easier for the network.
I'm having a really weird moment right now, and I might need, Jeremy, I need a rare fact check.
That is a very rare fact check.
First fact check of
2022. In the movie, the Sylvester Stallone movie, where they're climbing all around, Cliffhanger, I want to know if Murdoch was in that movie, because I think he is, and I think he's in a very pivotal scene in that movie that I've laughed at my whole life, particularly in my preteen years when my dad had his theater room set up in the basement and we watched Laserdiscs.
With cool theater speaker set up.
With sure. THX. Lucasfilm THX speakers my dad helped.
I don't want to know at what age your dad exposed you to weed. We're just talking about speakers.
Yes, so weed speakers. Well, I'm not talking about anything else.
Weed speakers. Here's
some weed speakers.
Here's some information. Yeah, I don't. What's do you know the actor's name? Because
I bet Michael does.
Dwight Schultz.
Dwight Schultz. Yeah, I knew it. I fucking knew it.
What he was on?
It does
one of
say
the Star
Jason
Treks.
Momoa was in that movie, which doesn't make a lot of sense.
Jason Momoa was in Cliffhanger?
That's what it says.
I don't. Was he even born when Cliffhanger?
As a boy,
he could have been a boy. He could have been a boy. Yeah, there's a scene, and it's this old guy, and you know the climbing has gone wrong, and this woman is stuck, and they're trying to get her. And Sylvester Stallone climbs out on one of those lines and he's trying to fix her. And in true movie fashion, you know, you're doing all this crazy cliffhanging and all that stuff. But the carabiner that you have is plastic and it starts to break and she's going to fall. And Sylvester Stallone grabs her by the arm and he goes, you're not going to die. And she goes, it's slipping. And they cut back to the helicopter where they're at, where the line is being from. And there's this old guy who always reminded me of Murdoch. And I don't know why I thought about it until just now, but he's holding the line. And we used to pause it on the laser disc because like, it looked like it just, because it looked like he was laughing like this whole scene. And he's like, she falls and he's like, Sylvester Stallone's like, no. And then they cut back and you see him and he's holding the line and he's going like, yeah, they like must have like fucked up the editing or they didn't have the shot of like them reacting. And the only one they use is this guy like smiling and laughing like, and it's always made me laugh, but always made me think of Murdoch. And I'm, you know, I guess that wasn't him. So whatever.
Yeah, I don't see
that's
it.
That's a tangent worth taking. I think, yeah. I think we need to find that scene and play the audio for it sometime. just really
you're just asking for a follow-up fact check, we can take a vote on, and I will not vote against.
You will not vote against it. Wow.
I will not vote against it.
Maybe for the Patreon member who views this on video, you can see the shared screen of, you know, this lady falling, and then we'll get sued by whoever.
Follow-up fact check.
That's why we had you recreate it. You know what I mean? The whole scene. And I'll cut that together.
I will happily recreate that scene.
Well,
I'm slipping. No. And she just goes, and you just watch her fucking plummet.
That might have to be a solo fact check, because I couldn't find anything. And you might just think it's your mind. It's like, it's just, you know, I thought, you know, Peter Gabriel was the lead singer of Police for a long time, you know, or something like that. It's one of those things. You know what I mean?
Oh, you had a crossover wish that didn't exist.
No, I mean, that's a for instance. It's not really true, but been a big, you know, Gabriel fan. So that's not a problem. But back to the old list. This is controversial as far as the top 25 goes. They have 24 The Monkees.
Yeah.
Which I would think would be top 10.
Yes. Not 24. That's not also 24. Having a cast member. I thought you were saying like you're in the top 25. I was like, that should obviously be. Oh, and that's,
oh yeah, they're in the top 25.
They're also just having a 24. Cast member that passed away recently.
I know. And speaking of another one, the one right after that.
Right. Is it just Mickey Dolenz?
WKRP in Cincinnati.
That's it, right? He's the only one left now?
Mickey Dolenz?
Yeah.
What am I keeping tabs? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's not the fact checker for dead.
Peter Tork, dead.
Somebody from WKRP in Cincinnati died too recently.
Dead. Oh. Do you know Davy Jones is the reason why David Bowie is David Bowie? Because he didn't want to be confused with him when he became a recording artist in 1968.
Well, he couldn't help that he was born with that name.
That's true. He's like, I don't want to be, he doesn't want to sound like David Jones, which is weird because I have a Alfie loves Sandra Boynton. Do you guys know who Sandra Boynton is?
Sounds familiar.
She writes these really ridiculous children's stories. They're like 8 or 10 pages long, and they're really weird.
If you have a kid, you know Sandra Boynton books.
Yeah, she has this book called Your Own Personal Penguin, and she somehow got Davy Jones to like write that song. Mm. And so if you, on the book, here.
I think it's Giraffes Can't Dance is my favorite, but what is this
it's
one
a weird
about?
Pivot from cliffhanger to kids' books.
You can get
about elephants in pajamas.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. This one you can download Davy Jones singing this song.
We do not endorse any products here at the.
I endorse Sandra Boynton. She deserves to be heard, though. My wife says because she works in. Books that no one would publish the shit now because it doesn't make any sense.
For the listener, Danny is brandishing a kid's book at the camera.
That's true. Your Own Personal Penguin by Sandra Boynton with Your words and music sung by Davy Jones.
Personal Penguin.
Right. Wow. Very
Reach
good.
Out and touch fish.
All right. Do you guys want to go through
Reach
the...
Reach out and eat fish. See, that would be a good theme song for like one of those like, you know, reality shows on the boat.
Hate them. Hate them so much.
Fucking Tuna Tork.
I heard one of those. I told you I've experienced this feeling before when I'm out at a bar and I hear world douchebag dance music from the FIFA soundtrack, and I start to get nervous because I don't have a controller in my hand and I'm not playing video games right now. I might have the same reaction to the fish. Oh, I had that same reaction to a reality show soundtrack song that I've heard that I just heard out in the wild. I was like, I'm not prospecting for gold right now. What do I do?
There's soundtracks for reality shows?
Is the
just like the opening theme song. The theme sometimes song. They okay. use actual gotcha. Pop songs. Mm-hmm. So I heard the pop song in another context and was
right.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
512 Whiskey declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I did that the other day because I play a lot of NBA 2K on the old Xbox 360, PS360. And I was listening, and some song came on, and I was singing it. And he was like, somebody was like, "That's, you know, DaBaby or some rapper." Baby. And I'm like, "I don't know." I just, it was on the video game, so now I like know every word. I've heard it 26,000 times each playthrough. So now I'm a kind of a hip hop historian. You know what I mean?
They only repeat the music for people who keep losing. So
it was the restarts. It was the angry restarts.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely. It's the rage quits. It's the rage quits is the reason that you get the same music all the time. If every time you win, it unlocks a new song. So I guess you're gonna have to keep grinding.
Say the
is the OC theme in the top 25? Because it should be.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think it is. I was gonna skip right to 10.
Late entry, but still vital.
This is after that, I'll just give you to 10 because then we'll go over the top 10. The Rockford Files are in the top 20. Sanford and Sons, 21. Dallas, 20. Mary Tyler Moore, 19. All in the Family, 18. The Golden Girls, how can that be?
I would say the Golden Girls should be in the top 5.
Top 5?
This is also again generational, but things that
list was written by like a 72-year-old man.
Exactly.
It could
be. Also things have been compressed with syndication and things being available on streaming and people catching up on old shows during the pandemic. People had the luxury to do that if they weren't out fucking working or dying or whatever.
True.
So if you think about new shows, there's really not as much consideration, even though like maybe in Japan, I feel like it's more overt where like you will get a pop band or a rock band to do the theme song for a drama or something like that. And it will be, you know, they'll be billed in the beginning or something like that. Maybe like what we did with Polaris to have an actual band to do the theme song as opposed to whatever, you know, Randy Newman.
Right. Or you just write TV shows based off of songs.
Songs. Oh, right. That's what happened to our unfortunate.
Yep.
That's what happened to our unfortunate pilot, Sweet Child of Mine.
The
bandana budget was actually what made NBC quit on us because we were over the bandana budget like within week one.
The guys who did the person who directed Warrant's Cherry Pie. They got it all wrong because it was really just a reality show. It should have been the great cooking bake-off show. And instead, they just were like, no, we just want to talk about hot chicks and cars.
Yep. We need a car. We need some Daisy Dukes. We need a Carl's Jr. Burger. No, that's a different. That's a
Carl's Jr. Burger.
It's again generational. Maybe the people who made that commercial had grown up watching the old Warrant Cherry Pie video or whatever.
True. Or you have the shows like, you know, it's unfortunate that what the fuck is that cop show? It's like the CSI, Miami, all of them are just the Who.
Right.
It's like they're like, oh, what are we going to do? We're such a big branded TV show that we can just buy songs by The Who and just play them willy-nilly at will.
Oh, yeah.
Which costs
You think it's the Martin Scorsese method of TV making?
Oh, my God. Yes. The Martin Scorsese method.
I can't look at a crime scene anymore with Grizzly Murders without Layla going through my head. Thank you very much. I'd like to be able to just look at it with an open mind, but I can't fucking escape that soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Vine for giving us about 7 months worth of enjoyment before
not existing in years.
Well, I also think that TV shows today, the opening theme rarely gives a glimpse into what the show is like. You know, I want to think that all the music supervisors and the people who are like putting together these themes and like what you're visually seeing, like has anybody watched The Politician? You guys watched that show? Have you watched it? Did you watch any of it?
I haven't heard of it. No, what is it?
It's a show on some network.
It's about popcorn.
But it's just like, it's like the weirdest opening, like the, like all these, you know, Game of Thrones, like they're like, yes, like they have all those hidden drops, but like the intros of these shows are just like a fucking computer nerd's wet dream. Like, ooh, what else can I put here and put here and magic here and I'm gonna do this here, and it doesn't feel like, you know, like you remember the Full House theme song because they're fucking driving over the Golden Gate Bridge and you're like, right.
The entire genre,
you have a way to associate that.
The entire genre was blown up by Too Many Cooks, and I think in a good and important way,
yeah.
In a way that I feel like inspired something good, like I Think You Should Leave. You know, some good absurdist, you know, playing with the idea of sitcoms in general.
But what about the
Weeds? That, speaking of that, that makes me think of like the Weeds sound theme song.
There you go. I've never once seen the show. I definitely know the song.
You never watched Weeds? Wow, Michael.
Never once. But I know the song. I think probably because I knew the Woody Guthrie version of it. I think there's a Woody Guthrie version.
Yeah, it's a Pete Seeger.
It doesn't like a pizza. Thank you. Folk cred, -5.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's fine. You're good. You've got many folk credits.
Bob Seeger. I still feel like kids' shows these days still have Nickelodeon shows. That would be the caveat, though, right? Because like Disney, all that stuff, I think it's just poppy hits that say a little something about the show, but I don't think it's like, you know, these huge things like you're saying anymore. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't listen to a lot. You are more versed in the kid shows these days, so maybe
I don't know. I was on all that. TLC did our theme song and they wrote it just for us.
Yeah
it's not, he doesn't have a
you and Left Eye just in that, for that green room.
Yeah, I'm assuming Jeremy, I'm assuming your theme song was not written by TLC.
No, but I am on, it's not a theme song, it's a soundtrack. I'm on a soundtrack. That's the only claim to fame I have. I was on a soundtrack once. The list says 16 is the Flintstones theme song, which, again, I don't know.
The Flintstones and the Jetsons, they tell the story of what the show is.
It's just a list made by people of a certain age. That's all.
Happy Days at number 15, MASH. Coming in at 14.
Okay, hold on. I want to change the age of the person that wrote this from 72 to 76.
All right, let me.
They've gone up in age.
His name's Jeff.
The 25 My name best is TV themes. Nothing past 1984.
Yeah.
You want to know a little bit about the writer? His name's Jeff. He's worked for Jeff more than 25 years in print. He grew up in the south suburbs of Chicago. 20 minutes from the Mascot Hall of Fame. Shout out to Josh Lay.
Who are we talking about?
This guy who wrote this article.
Oh.
What song?
No, the article.
No, the article we're referencing is Chicago dad wrote this. So yes, you could be partially right that this is based on a guy that's much older than us.
Jeremy doxes article author because he disagrees with his conclusions, sends Danny and Mike fans to harass at house, demonstrate outside with live OK Boomer memeing.
All right, so here's a question. What would you think was in the top three? I mean, we've listed a couple that we thought would already be in the top three, but
90210.
Oh, Family Matters. For me, it's Family. For me, oh,
Family
nice.
Matters. See, that's nice. Not, it's Different Strokes is on here at number eight.
Again, okay, maybe 63.
And my, honestly, my favorite one of this list, probably The Greatest American Hero.
Oh,
believe it or
yeah,
not.
That's great. That's great.
Great. Great song.
That's great. Yeah, I think they played that at your senior prom, right, Jeremy?
No, but it was George Costanza's answering machine.
That's right. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that song.
And Welcome Back, for Cotter's some reason, on there.
Is the Seinfeld theme song on there?
I don't see it. See that? I don't know.
Is that really have a theme song?
Dukes of Hazzard.
That's really
just. Come on, you can just sing it. If you can sing it, it's got a melody.
Bro, I'm not paying you to noodle. All just hang out and noodle all day, okay? Just lay down your your five licks and
please,
get the fuck out. I'm not paying you. Please. I'm not paying you all day. Okay, amen. Just lay down your licks and go.
Dude, I'll stay as long as you want. And the guy's like, okay, so what do you want to do for bass when Kramer comes in the door all crazy like? And he's like, oh, cool, I got this. Oh, perfect. Okay. Now Elaine.
It's like a dialogue.
Now Elaine's doing a crazy dance. What are you gonna do?
Hold it.
I see. It's a collaboration. I see.
The let's just skip to the number one. Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated. The
Laverne and Shirley.
That's a very good one. Yes. I mean,
also goes along with the visuals
of
like the
millennials that
have
been watching and listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
What if they enjoyed Wayne's World?
I will tell you that if you, the listener, and Mike and Jeremy, if any of you ever come to a Jounce show, rest assured through the set, through our fucking heady jams, that I'm going to either tease or fuck around with the Golden Girls theme on bass.
Or a theme song.
That is the one that's stuck in my head forever.
Yeah, that's a nice
forever.
One. That's a very now, short one. You're gonna have to squeeze it out.
No, but you can. But it's just such a fun. It's a fun thing to tease because when people hear it, they're like,
it summons an emotion.
It does.
Good point.
It certainly
Tim.
Does. Yeah.
But it's just two paragraphs. That's it. Thank you for being a friend.
I don't think we measure.
I'm not singing it.
Back
I'm not
again.
Singing it. I'm just going. And I won't even do any of that. I'll just in the middle of a jam you'll hear.
Even though the show was aired at night, that bass line makes you feel like it's morning time, like the sun is coming through the window.
You're like
It tastes like the theme song tastes like coffee, and I don't even drink coffee. It's true.
Yeah, you're right.
It does. It tastes like coffee. I do not drink coffee, and I don't mind the theme song.
I do have to say Night Court's probably one of the most underrated.
Oh, that's a good one. We just lost Marky Post. Are you kidding me? You got to stop this. Every time they name a good theme song, a cast member dies. So
we should stop talking about Polaris, I guess, then. Yeah. Just to be safe.
We already lost Judy.
Yeah, you feeling not so good. I did want to end with, because we're getting sort of near our time, we got to go. There's one theme song that Michael C., I believe you should know the words, every word to this theme song.
I already sang it. It's the A-Team. What A-Team. Heck of A-Team.
This
Boy, is
the
is
theme
this
song from Dragon Ball. Do you know the words? Find the Dragon Balls. Look out for them all. You can search around the world with me.
No, I do not.
There's a lot of lyrics.
I do know all the lyrics to the Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds theme song.
I mean, if we're working into like animated 80s stuff, and you know, there's Transformers, that song.
Carmen Sandiego.
The G.I. Joe song.
Just watch Snake Eyes.
I mean, how is The Simpsons not the number one theme song of all time?
Mm-hmm.
That would be anti-elf.
It's an anti-elf discrimination.
People
discriminate against elves.
You know, when everybody found out that Jenna Elfman was Danny Elfman's daughter, people got upset.
Is that true? I didn't know that.
just saying
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I don't think
I'm
he's
just saying stuff.
He's riffing. He's noodling, basically.
I'm noodling.
But with his
I'm
mouth.
Noodling.
Yeah.
Man,
listen, you can
lay down all your fucking riffs
in a half hour and get out of here. Maybe take some snacks and go.
That's like one of the best Mr. Show lines ever. It's the end of the show and they bring their hippie friend back out and he's so bummed. And he's like, man, I just found out the Grateful Dead broke up. It's like I lost my best friend. And David Cross comes up to him and he's like, yeah, I love it when my friends charge me $30 to dick around on guitar for 3 hours.
He's got you there.
Yeah.
And then they eat him at the end. They come back out and they're eating hippie pie and they pull out his little long, what do they call those things in the Mac? The little braids.
Rat tail. If you want to get overcharged for, hey, listen to your friends noodle around for a while, go to jounce.com. But if you want to leave voicemails.
Jounce.org.
Fuck, sorry.
Yeah, don't go to com.
It means to bounce.
Yeah.
But if you have a problem with anything we've said tonight or you like what we said, let us know at 347-470-8150.
Tell us your favorite or least favorite or the one that just gets stuck in your head the most.
Like Full House. Everywhere.
I already registered.
So let's just
my
go
favorite,
through. Yeah. We said it. Jeremy's is Full House.
That's the one that always gets stuck. Uh-huh. Yep.
Golden Girls is the one that always gets stuck in my head. What right. is And yours is the A-Team? Is that what A-team we're just
Family right? Matter. Family Matters, huh?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You were talking about Mr. Show, and I'd be remiss to not mention that when I was watching the Capitol riots, that there was one moment in time that I didn't even think about until probably 2 weeks ago when we texted Danny. And I was like, man, that looks like somebody from Mr. Show. And then forward, whatever it was, a month. Then now they're looking for fucking Jay Johnston for capital riot charges.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
a dumb
yeah.
fuck.
Yeah.
What a dumbass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, never, sorry, Jay. But
never follow your favorite actors on social media. You'll just find out that they have political
your
beliefs.
Your Sarah Silverman partner, Steve Agee, is much
yeah.
better.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Yep. Yeah, we'll take Steve Agee any day. He's the best. Speaking of shitty moments in history, I don't know how I can transition out of that, but I'm going to try. We are part of the Last Podcast Network, one of the good ones, one of the good networks out there. Check them out, lastpodcastnetwork.com. Also, check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/DannyMike with the N spelled out.
With the N spelled out.
Yep.
347-470-9150.
That's it.
What? No.
8150.
No. Oh my God. How wow. could you cut that out, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Jeremy, you're going
to I don't know if I will. I'm just going to try to stack all these clips up so I can just make
for
it.
For the listener, just throw out that matchbook you've been scribbling on.
We are going to start doing some video twitching, some live streaming. So keep an eye out for that on the Patreon. You can find me at Remy Balin on things. Michael's at Michael C. Marone on the Twitter. Danny's at D. Tamborelli on the Twits. At Danny Tamborelli on the Instagram.
Podcast for you. Yeah, it's fucking tight.
Speaking of theme songs, shout out to the song we played at this little project right here. It's a Danny and Mike minisode. See? Theme song. We're taking it all the way around, full circle. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Isn't Danny and Mike so?
That's good. I'm telling you, that should be top 25 right there. The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Balin. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter, at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/TheAdventuresOfDannyAndMike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.